Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is learning for Vav Tevet. We're in the very last case of chapter 14. Now, in some books, this is called Mishnah number 9, but in some books, this is the very end of Mishnah number 4. We've been covering cases where cheresh, where deaf-mute issues come up in Yibam. So the last case in this chapter, Shnei Achim, there's two brothers, Echad cheresh, Echad bikeach. One is a deaf-mute, and one can communicate normally. Nisuim l'shtei nuchilt. They're married to two non-related women, not sisters. Achat choreshet, achat bikachat. One of these wives is deaf-mute, and the other one can communicate normally. Met cheresh bal choreshet. If the deaf-mute who is married to a deaf-mute, the Mishnah is assuming a sort of mating here, if he passes away with no children, ma ya'ose pikeach bal pikachat. What does his surviving brother do? Kones. He may marry this choreshet wife, even though the original marriage to the cheresh and the choreshet was a rabbinical marriage. But now there is a mitzvah of Yibam. He may marry her in Yibam. But as we learned earlier in this chapter, a cheresh or choreshet may not do chalitza, so Yibam is the only real option here. Imratzo lehotzi, yotzi. But then if later he decides they need to get a divorce, he can divorce her because the divorce depends on the communication ability of the man. In this case, the man can communicate normally. He can give a biblical level get and end the marriage if they want to. What about met pikeach bal pikachat? If the communicate-abled brother passes away with no children, ma yisei cheresh bal chereshet. What does his surviving brother do to the widow? Kones. He has to marry her in Yibam. Ve'ein motzi le'olam. But he cannot divorce her, being a cheresh. He cannot end a biblical marriage. Recall in the first mission of this chapter, we said a cheresh who has a rabbinical marriage can go ahead and give a get to end the rabbinical marriage, but here it's a biblical-level marriage. The original marriage was pikeach and pikachat. The yibam is a result of that original marriage, and so now the mitzvah of yibam was a deraisa, a biblical-level yibam, and the cheresh, as long as he's still deaf-mute, cannot end such a marriage. But let's go on to chapter 15. Many of the issues in chapter 15 are going to remind us of chapter 10. Recall the big theme in chapter 10 was if a woman's husband passed away and we don't have two qualified witnesses, but we do have, you know, word through, you know, not through formal testimony of two witnesses, we do have word that he passed away. What are the consequences? So now let's get into chapter 15. Mishal of Ha'isha Shalcha Hi Ubala Medinat Hayam, a woman that she went with her husband overseas. And at the time, Shalom Beino Leveina, there was peace in between him and her, the couple, V'shalom Be'olam, and there was peace in the world. And I understand there's always dangers during travel and in the world, but there's no wars going on, there's no terrorists marauding. So the situation was mostly safe. Evota V'amra, she comes back, but she comes back without the husband, and she says, Met Bali, unfortunately my husband passed away on this trip. Tinase, she may remarry. We believe a woman to testify that her own husband passed away. Or met bali, she says, she comes back and unfortunately her husband passed away, titiabem, she could marry one of the surviving brothers in Yibam if he has surviving brothers. And of course, if they don't want to do Yibam, they would go through with chalitza. Now the Mishnah brings a variation on this theme, shalom beinu leveina, there was peace between husband and wife in this case when they went overseas, umilchama ba'olam. But there was wars going on. There were wars or bandits or armed robbers. Or, you know, there was a lot of sakana, potentially, on the road. Or ketata beino leveina, there were arguments between him and her in the marriage, or shalom be'olam, and there is peace in the world. And of course, it goes without saying that if the couple's arguing and there's dangers, you know, increased danger in the world, uvata v'amra, and in these situations, she comes back and she says, met bali, my husband died, ain't in the minute. We don't believe her. And the Gemara explains it could be that the bandits, the armed robbers, or the enemy armies, they captured him, and she assumed he was killed, or there was a fight going on, and she saw him with an arrow in his stomach, God forbid. So she assumed that he died, but she was running away from the fight. She didn't want to die also, so she saw him wounded, she assumed he died, but maybe he didn't. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer, he requires more. He says, Le'olam einu ne'emenet. Really, we don't believe her in any situation, no matter what the matzav, the situation is in the world. Eila imken, only if bata, she comes, bocha, she's crying when she comes back, begadea krun, and her clothing is ripped as a sign of mourning. Amru lo, the other sages replied to Rabbi Yehuda, they said, we don't require so much, achat zu v'achat zu tinase. In any event, she can get remarried. And the sages explain, in the Gemara that, a woman who's wise or is planning ahead, she would go ahead and start crying and, rip her clothing and put on signs of mourning if she wanted to get remarried. Where there could be other women who are more simple-minded and their husband really died and they wouldn't know to fake this emotional outburst to be able to get remarried. Actually reminds us of Yosef and his brothers when they're finally reunited, even before they're reunited. Yosef in Miketz, Nimkur Rahamav, his feelings were stirred and he had to go into the other room and cry privately so his brothers didn't know it was him. So we see that sometimes people who have intense emotions, they went through horrible experiences, but they keep it bottled up or they express it only privately. And there could be other people who maybe their emotions aren't so intense, her husband didn't really die, but she can put on a show as if it did. So it's a reminder that some people around you in your own life, they might be suffering, they might have a burden, but they might not be showing it outwardly. So it's really important to be patient and try to connect to people and listen to people as much as possible to bring achdus to help one another. Yashar koach and zayah gesund.